WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville, St. John's Vein Center. Jacksonville's only morning local political talk show, the Ed Dean Radio Show. News, opinion, and your chance to call in with your opinion. Weekdays 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 600, WBOB, and FM 101.1. News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Borgman. It started as a high-speed car chase late Sunday night at Powers Avenue and University Boulevard when Jacksonville police said the guy ran a red light. They say that on San Jose Boulevard, Darrell Page got out and ran. An officer ran after him. Then the officer fired a shot which hit Page in the leg. He's still being treated for that wound but has been arrested and booked. If you live in Jacksonville, your property taxes won't be going up anytime soon. Yesterday, the city council voted against a 2% hike. The school year in Clay County will begin on the 25th of August, 15 days later than originally planned, and when it begins, students from the 3rd through the 12th grades will be required to wear face coverings when social distancing is not possible. To date, Clay County's had over 2,600 COVID-19 cases. In Duval County, 146 people have died out of more than 20,000 infections. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Scattered thunderstorms are likely this afternoon. We'll have a high of around 87. This evening, cloudy early, followed by some partial clearing and an overnight low of 75. Right now, it is 75 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The U.S. Attorney General clashes with House Democrats. Consumer confidence drops as COVID-19 cases spike. And with fall school reopenings up in the air, some parents are turning to underground schools.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up on 4 minutes after 6 a.m. Good Wednesday morning, Ed Dean. Is it Wednesday already? All right.
Yeah.
Ed Dean, Roger Henderson right here on Talk Radio all the way to 9 a.m. right here, WBOB. All right, let's get on with the news. I told you it was going to be exciting. I watched the first 20, 30 minutes this week of Bill Barr clashing with Democrats. It was like 5% Bill Barr, 95% Democrats that took place this week.
Attorney General Bill Barr clashing with House Democrats repeatedly over the response to violent protests in some of America's cities. Democrats saying Barr and the Trump administration are playing politics by sending federal agents to stop the unrest. And Barr firing back, arguing it's his responsibility to protect federal property.
Here we go. Here comes the conspiracies. Area 51 Democrats, listen to this montage by Nadler and others, came out and said that the real reason why that the president is sending federal troops, not because there is no burning down. I mean, hey, it's a very peaceful protest. Why there's a Category 5 storm of a fire taking place in a building, if I can use that as an expression, in the background. But no, these are all peaceful protests. No, they're not. But listen to what the Democrats say. Here comes the conspiracies out there. Are you ready for this? They say that the reason why that the president and Attorney General Bill Barr is sending in troops is to get optical looks. That's right, the optics for the campaign season for 2020.
The president wants footage for his campaign ads, and you appear to be serving it up to him as ordered. In most of these cities, the protests had begun to wind down before you marched in and confronted the protesters. And the protesters aren't mobs. They are mothers and veterans and mayors.
We fought for a democracy, for the right to speak freely, and you are attempting to take that away. And what's worse, you're doing it for the sole purpose of furthering the president's political agenda and generating footage for Trump campaign commercials.
Well, what are you guys worried about? Remember, Trump is gone from what we keep hearing. Folks, are you ready for some more garbage that happened? Listen to this. This comes from a Louisiana Democratic Representative Cedric the Entertainer Richmond.
Oh,
all right, yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Listen to this one. This is a good one. He says, Bill Barr, you're part of the systemic racism because why?
One thing that you have in common with your two predecessors, both Attorney General Sessions and Attorney General Whitaker, is that when you all came here and brought your top staff, you brought no black people. That, sir, is systematic racism.
I thought that was classic. So you didn't bring any black people, so you're a racist.
Amazing. I will say this. I never in my life want to testify before Congress. I mean, you're sitting there for hours being grilled by yourself, and, you know, they could catch you in a perjury trap, you know, word the question just the right way that you accidentally say the wrong thing but didn't really mean it. That's a tough thing to have to do.
So when Bill Barr was able to come up for water, this is what he said, that how the Democrats haven't condemned violence against federal property.
What makes me concerned for the country is this is the first time in my memory that the leaders of the Democratic Party are not coming out and condemning mob violence and the attack on federal courts. Why can't we just say, you know, the violence against federal courts has to stop?
He also was asked about the Roger Stone and the Flynn case. This is what he said. He kind of broke it down. He says, I want to remind everybody that these two were prosecuted under my watch. He says, the reason why I interfered was that you guys were going after doing a double standard. And in other words, the same system didn't apply to one. You were using another standard because these happen to be friends of President Trump.
Cases that are cited, the Stone case and the Flynn case, are both cases where I determined that some intervention was necessary to rectify the rule of law, to make sure people are treated the same. I said, although Stone was prosecuted under me, and I said all along, I thought that was a righteous prosecution. I thought he should go to jail. And I thought the judge's sentence was correct. But the lying prosecutors were trying to advocate for a sentence that was more than twice
right.
anyone else in a similar position had ever served. And this is a 67-year-old man, first-time offender, no violence. And they were trying to put him in jail for 7 to 9 years. And I wasn't going to advocate that, because that is not the rule of law.
Katie Pavlich from townhall.com points out, again, if you watch the whole proceeding that took place this past week, Democrats still haven't come down on violent act.
The Democrats made a clear choice today. They not only didn't condemn the violence, but they defended it. There was no condemnation of anything that was going on.
As you know, the DNC convention is the dates are August the 17th through the 20th, and it's pretty much going to happen in Milwaukee. Well, guess what? You ready for this? More than 100 police agencies have backed out of the security agreements because they were told they wouldn't be able to use tear gas and other police tactics if they were under attack. I'm not making this up. Fox News legal analyst Shannon Bream.
There are more than 100 police agencies who say they are not going to enter into or live up to these agreements that they had with the DNC because they have now been told the local directives there are that they cannot use pepper spray or tear gas or other crowd control, things that they've used in the past. So now more than 100 of these police agencies saying they're not going to send agents in or officers in to assist with this. They don't think they can do so safely.
In fact, the police departments were part of an agreement out there to provide security and to send officers, but leaders at the Democratic National Committee didn't like the optics. The original plan was to at least have 1,000 officers from outside agencies, but some of the law enforcement said that, wait, we were told that the things that work, we're told we're not going to be able to use if it comes down to police brutality. No, not them against the protesters, protesters against them. Police unions say they're sick and tired of this.
And you know what? I'm saying this to all the cops here, because you know what? Everybody's trying to shame us. The legislators, the press, everybody's trying to shame us into being embarrassed about our profession. Stop treating us like animals and thugs and start treating us with some respect. That's what we're here today to say. We've been left out of the conversation. We've been vilified. It's disgusting.
PBA President of New York, Mike O'Meara, on this issue. COVID cases spike up. Well, guess what also didn't spike? Consumer confidence. In fact, it went down.
Coronavirus cases keep rising, and that has consumer confidence reversing. U.S. shoppers' outlook on the economy fell in July after increasing in June, this according to the Conference Board. Hopes for a quick financial recovery deflating as new COVID-19 hotspots emerging.
Fox News Kristen Fisher reports, if you want to look at the 2016 campaign promises of that of President Trump, how well has he done so far now going in July into August now when it happens to be his reelection bid? She breaks down some of the big issues that the president made and how well has he done on those promises.
He often delivered remarks in between banners that read promises made and promises kept. without question, the most successful and perhaps consequential promise that he kept from the 2016 campaign has been to fill the judiciary with conservatives. In addition to Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, the Senate has confirmed 198 other judicial appointments, a record for a first-term president. Another promise kept: renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement and replacing it with the USMCA. But the president struggled to secure a trade deal with China. He also didn't secure quite as many tax cuts as he'd promised. But he came close with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. And then there's his signature campaign issue from 2016.
We will build that Great Wall, and Mexico will pay for that Great Wall.
The president celebrated the completion of 200 miles of border wall, but Mexico did not pay for it. Another promise broken: repealing the Affordable Care Act.
Now, there's something I'm going to use as a question that I'm not going to answer right now. Some of you may be able to guess this, that some of the reasons why some of these things didn't pass were because of, I'll let you fill in a blank. Now, Roger, here's a question I would ask the audience. I'm going to just, you know, put you on the spot right now.
Okay.
Mexico never paid for the wall. That was a campaign slogan. I get it. Okay. But the wall is being built 200 miles, and a lot of that, by the way, a lot of that has been slowed down because of lawsuits. Many people don't realize that. A lot of it's been slowed down because of lawsuits. If you had to look at some of the things that the president promised, tell me what do you think that should have been accomplished that they never did accomplish?
You know what? I take the position. I just sent you a message. You know, everything the president promised, he either fulfilled or he tried his best to. Because a lot of times you need to get cooperation from others in order to get things done. If Mexico is not cooperating in building the wall, there's nothing he can do. He can't go to Mexico and steal money from them to make them pay for the wall. He can't get Congress to go along with him to repeal and replace Obamacare. So he definitely tried. I think those are probably the two that stand out the most to me, because he harped on those so much during the campaign that he was going to do those things. And he gave it his level best, but unfortunately didn't get the necessary
cooperation. Did he give it his level best? I mean, who do you blame? The question is it the president's fault? Is it the Republicans' fault? Is it the Democrats' fault? Is it that maybe he overpromised and underdelivered? You out there listening, if I may ask this, what are you happy about so far that the president has accomplished? And what are you disappointed on what not has been accomplished? Now, think about that for a second again. Here's the question. What are you satisfied with what the president has accomplished, and what are you dissatisfied with the president hasn't accomplished? Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 831-0600, 904-831-0600, because there's a few reasons, and why, am I asked this, what are some of the reasons why? No, got nothing to do with COVID. What are some of the reasons why? What are some of the reasons why? I know what you mean, what you just sent me. That the president didn't get some of these things done. What are some of the reasons why? So tell me what you think. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Or maybe COVID is to blame. Why the president wasn't able to get some of these accomplishments fulfilled. Or what are you satisfied with? Or what would you like to see his administration do a little bit better on? Love to hear your views. 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Heavier than usual slow traffic at NAS Jax. Add about 3 or 4 extra minutes, and we can't see everything. So if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Scattered thunderstorms are expected by the afternoon. We'll have a high of 87. Cloudy this evening with a low of 75. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
This crisis creating undue financial hardships for many of us. Bankruptcy may be your only way out. Hi, I'm Donald Matthews. I'm a Jacksonville native and a practicing attorney for almost 50 years. In a world where nothing is constant, we are. Let us stop harassing phone calls, threatening letters, foreclosures, attempts to collect taxes, even assist you in saving your home. Let me, Donald Matthews, help you get back on your feet. Call 904-695-3002 for a free consultation. Law Office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Are you
you experiencing leg pain, swelling, cramping, or restless legs? Dr. James St. George can help you by improving your vein circulation. Did you know that most insurance covers vein treatment? Dr. St. George can help you stop living with the pain of varicose veins. Dr. St. George is North Florida's vein doctor and has 25 years as a board-certified vein specialist. Set up your free ultrasound vein screening at stjohnsvein.com. That's stjohnsvein.com. Change your legs, change your life with Dr. St. George and the St. John's Vein Center.
Have 20 minutes to spare this week? You can get a complete workout that will make you stronger and healthier in just 20 minutes once a week. Sound intriguing? Fit 20 is a revolutionary science-based training program that can help you get back into shape after all this stay-at-home stuff, whether you are 18 or 80. When you go, there's never more than two people and a personalized trainer who walks you through every minute of your training. Everything is sanitized, there are temperature checks, and trainers are masked. The Fit 20 studio is kept super cool, so you don't sweat, no need to shower, or even change into workout clothes. Go in shorts and flip-flops. It's so unique, there are only six in the entire country, and two of those just opened in Jacksonville. One in Jacks Beach, and the other at Tapestry Park, both super easy to get to. It's so unique, you need to see it for yourself. So check them out on Facebook at Fit 20 Jacks Beach or Fit 20 Tapestry Park. You can try it out for free, and they have a special, just $99 for 4 weeks. Get stronger, get healthier, sleep better. Fit 20. Fit in 20 minutes just once a week.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use promo code WBOB, or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB. WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. More than 100 police agencies are backing out of providing protection for the Democratic National Convention. A new survey says more parents who send their kids to public schools are choosing online school. And Florida stores are seeing ammo shortages and expect the shortages to last into 2021.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
We've already been told from most of the manufacturers that it's looking like, you know, maybe late third quarter, you know, maybe like fall, and it could be pushed into winter or 2021 till we get a lot of the product.
That is Zee Farhat at Green Acre Sporting Goods. There's a major ammo shortage taking place in the state of Florida. I think some of the things that many of you want as far as bullets, guess what? Ain't happening until later this year or 2021. 20 minutes after 6 a.m., an ammo shortage. I wonder why. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Jack, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to say that the president, he might not have got Mexico to pay for the wall, but he got them to stop them caravans, didn't he?
That's a very good point.
Did you the what?
The caravans that were coming in, those stopped. He got Mexico to actually enforce their own.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Laws,
yeah.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right, man. I like that guy. Let him call in anytime because he's to the point.
Okay.
In fact, I remember the end of Family Feud. You got 25 seconds. 100 people survey. Top 5 inches on the board. That guy did it within 10 seconds. Jack, to the point. I appreciate that. So, yeah, but I still like to see Mexico pay for the wall. So anyway, 831-0600, 904-831-0600, big story we've been talking about. Kristen Fisher from Fox News, we just played the clip a few moments ago. 2016, the president made all of these promises. They say promises made, promises kept. Not everything has come to fruition. Not everything always does. But the question is, as of right now into July of this year, what is the biggest thing that you're very happy with that the president has been able to accomplish? It may not have been legislatively. It could have been something else, like angering the media. Oh, I love that. But if you had to sit back and say, you know, I think there's some disappointments I would have liked to see the president be able to accomplish. And by the way, can I ask you a question? Why weren't more tax cuts put in? Why wasn't more spending cuts done? Why wasn't Obamacare taken care of? Can some of you answer me that? Oh, there's an answer. 831-0600-904-831-0600.
Gun stores across the First Coast and all across the nation are experiencing an ammunition shortage right now.
While business is booming, the supply is dwindling. Shotguns, AK-47s, and AR-15s, along with handguns, he says, are in high demand right now and becoming harder to find.
Why is an AK in high demand? Can some of you tell me that?
Now, Farhat tells me it could be until next year before supply returns to normal levels. Now, he also says that in high demand right now is also concealed carry classes. In fact, at his store, they're seeing about 150 to 200 people sign up for these classes each week. Many of them, he says, are first-time gun owners.
That's from First Coast News. This one clip roll again.
Business is booming. The supply is dwindling.
Right here.
Shotguns, AK-47s, and AR-15s.
AR is a blast to shoot. It's for target practice. An AK, today was a good day. All right, little ice cube. 1993, maybe 92. But why are really? Shotguns. Can somebody please tell me why shotguns are at a high demand? I kind of have an answer, but I'd like to hear what you have to say. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. My question to you is, why are the AR-15, why are they in high demand? Why is it AK-47 in high demand? And why are shotguns in high demand? Can someone explain that to me? I have my own view, but I'd love to hear yours. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. More of your calls coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic on 295 headed south just before Blanding Boulevard. Add an extra few minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Scattered thunderstorms are expected by the afternoon. We'll have a high of 87. Cloudy this evening with a low of 75. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news. So, here's some good news for a change.
Mary's husband had to go into full-time assisted living due to Alzheimer's. And since COVID, she hasn't been able to see him. After being apart for 114 days, she came up with a brilliant solution. She got a job washing dishes at the memory care unit. She said her husband immediately recognized her, even with her mask on, and they shared a long hug full of tears. She also said she doesn't really need the money, so she's going to use her next paycheck to do something nice for the staff. Now that's good news.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-74-7448. America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
Great news, folks. The Lighthouse Retirement Hour is finally available everywhere you listen on this great radio station Saturday and Sundays, or grab the iTunes podcast, the Spotify podcast, iHeart podcast, and coming soon to every device where you can say Siri or Alexa. If you love the combination of timely investing news, great conservative politics, you're going to love this show no matter how you listen. Get all the links on my website, LighthouseRetirement.com.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, let's go to Michael. Michael, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I'm calling about your shotguns, your AR-15s, and your AKs. The big thing with the shotguns is, if you think about it, it's a great home defense weapon, especially if you get like a Mossberg Maverick A80.
I agree.
A Remington 1300. I mean, it shoots a wide pattern, especially if you're shooting buckshot, which, you know, somebody, you hit somebody with that, they're not getting back up.
Right. You can usually spray a few more, yeah.
Same thing with your 7.62x39, which is traditionally your AK-47. Or your standard 308 round. You hit somebody with that, they're not getting back up. I did triple combat tours in Iraq early on, so I've had to do some things in my life.
Yeah, and but you and I both know when it comes to home protect, set aside the shotgun, you're 100% right. An AK or an AR, to me, a handgun would be, to me, a little bit easier. Would it not be?
Well, it depends, because if you have multiple targets, a handgun's quick, but your AK, you know, at 7.62x39, unless you're shooting a 45 cal or 357, you're not going to unload the rounds as fast.
All right. Hey, Michael, I appreciate you calling. First off, I think with a lot of people coming in to buy their guns, first-time buyers, I don't think they have any clue of what... I mean, an AK and AR, I understand those are going up because the prices, before they may even get a little more, maybe they're afraid Biden may get in. Who knows?
Michael knows his stuff, though.
Yeah, he does. But the shotgun, yes. But I think there's another reason why shotguns are also, because I'm looking to buy, I have a couple shots. I'm looking to buy a couple more. There's a reason why. Michael, I think you're right. I have a pump that's been in the family, third generation. When people hear that click, guess what? That's a warning sign. People run just by hearing that. But I think there's another reason why people are buying shotguns. Can some of you guess what that is? 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Talk radio, WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He is not saying we're out of the woods just yet, but President Trump insists there has been significant progress in the war on COVID-19. And part of the Republican-authored COVID relief bill that's now pending in the Senate is an overhaul of immigration guidelines aimed at recruiting more experienced healthcare workers from abroad. Attorney General Barr stood his ground amid relentless attacks from Democrats during yesterday's House Judiciary Committee hearing. The AG repeatedly prevented from addressing allegations that were hurled at him and the Department of Justice. Barr says that violent rioters and anarchists have hijacked legitimate protests sparked by the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 13 points, NASDAQ futures 54 points higher. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Borgman. Throughout Florida, there are now over 441,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases, which have claimed more than 6,100 lives. 146 people in Duval County have died out of over 20,000 infections. Jacksonville police are looking for any and all information about what led up to a fatal shooting which happened on Sheldrake Drive. They arrived overnight yesterday to find a man's body inside a home there. They didn't vote on it last night, but the Jacksonville City Council did talk some more about renaming two of the city's parks. Hemming Park, from where a Confederate monument was recently removed, could soon be called James Weldon Johnson Park after a civil rights activist from this area, and Confederate Park could become Springfield Park. The school year in St. Johns County will begin on August 31st, 3 weeks later than originally planned, and yesterday the school board voted to cut 2 days from spring break there. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Does Joe Biden want to avoid debating President Trump? Will he get away with it? We'll ask Lord Conrad Black on the next America First with me, Dr. G. Less than 100 days to go, will we see grand jury indictments from U.S. Attorney John Durham? We'll ask Sarah Carter. And then lastly, Austin Fleckus. Is it true Jerry Nadler believes that Antifa doesn't really exist?
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic on 295 headed south just before Blanding Boulevard. Add an extra few minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Scattered thunderstorms today with a high of 87. This evening, cloudy early, followed by a chance of rain and a low of 75. Right now, 75 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Consumer confidence drops as COVID-19 cases spike. With fall school reopenings up in the air, some parents are turning to underground schools. And the U.S. Attorney General clashes with House Democrats yesterday.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Oh boy, the news media, it's like a major spike in COVID cases when it comes to a tropical cyclone out there. They don't even think it's going to even become a hurricane that may go to the west part of the state of Florida, 45th mile an hour winds. Folks, I get that on an average day here in Jacksonville, okay? So anyway, so they're getting all excited 5-6 days out. All right. Anyways, 831-0600. By the way, there is a news part out there that what if you have a big hurricane that comes up this way?
Mm-hmm.
Indoor shelter at schools, COVID numbers could go up.
I had not thought about that.
Yeah, you're right. Interesting. Anyway, so maybe there won't be people abiding by, you know, maybe they're going to quarantine themselves. In other words, mandates of you. Hey, we got our thing. Ma'am, you must get off that property. Yeah. The winds are at 40 miles an hour. You must leave.
You're in zone two. Get out.
It's not going to flood. But anyway, so they're like, I think I'm going to stay home compared to COVID. Anyway, but hey, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, all the way with you to 9 a.m. 831-0600-904-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB. More as we continue on with the news. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson.
The most detailed plans on the economy and on issues relating to health care and the rest of any president in modern history. I mean, it's awful detail. If I'm elected and this passes, I'm going to be good to go down as one of the most progressive presidents in American history.
Well, there you go. Joe Biden bragging. If Medicare for all, whatever he wants, if his provisions, he said it, folks. I thought it was just Bernie. Joe Biden says, if I become president, I will become the most progressive president in history. Listen to this. Remember a clip we've already played this past week? Where teachers unions are now moving the goalpost further down because now they want no spikes, no increases, zero positivity increases for 14 days before teachers and kids come back to school.
There are several criteria they say that they would like to see met before they feel comfortable going back into the classroom. They're calling the event, quote, a day of action against pandemic inaction. DCPS school board voted in favor of a reopening plan with virtual, brick and mortar, and hybrid options available depending on a child's grade level. Protesters say they wouldn't feel safe going back to campuses until there have been at least 14 days of zero reported new local community cases.
That's from Action News Jax. Well, there's another online survey through these school districts that found out that 60% now, for example, in Pinellas County, down in Pinellas is just south of Tampa. Pinellas is not a very, it's kind of that sort of Charlie Crist, kind of a swing, a little bit more Democrat than Republican.
Okay.
60%, we're seeing these numbers throughout the state. 55 to 60% now have said that they would support having their son or daughter go to online schooling. They support live remote classes through their home school or their virtual school. Now, 40% still say they would like to, like many of you would like, hey, you know what? I wouldn't mind going back to work. There are people out there that are like that instead of staying home. But 60% now have said they would go and support online schooling.
A Real Clear Opinion research poll found 40% of families are more likely to choose to homeschool their children or engage in virtual learning once the coronavirus pandemic subsides.
That was Real Clear Politics. That was back in May of this year, and the numbers have just jumped up. According to James Rue, an online education expert, he says it's also a benefit for parents to get involved in their children's education.
Having to adjust to learning online, but I think there's a silver lining to a lot of this, and the silver lining, hopefully, that people see is that a lot of families, a lot of parents, they can spend more time with their kids, get involved with their education. I think it's a real opportunity for parents and kids.
But we're told by the teachers union, President Randy Weingarten, by the way, she came out this week and said that teachers were already preparing their wills if they go back to class.
Wow.
Anyway, this is what she said. Now, remember, as we've reported at FloridaDaily.com, the Palm Beach, again, these are super liberal counties. Palm Beach County Teachers Association says we will support online schooling. Mm-hmm. The Broward County Teachers Unions, the majority of them, 70% of all said, we want to go back to class. We will online schooling, let's go with it. But the National Federation, Federation of Teachers Unions, remember what they've said?
But the real issue is we know kids have lost out by being home. We know remote learning hasn't worked. And with all of the cuts, you see a lot of school districts that are immobilized.
Really, all the cuts. Now, this is what I want to get to. I had never heard of this term. It's called school pods. Not like the pods where you put your clothes in. Mm-hmm. It's called underground schools. How many of y'all know what this is? Fox News' Laura Engel. Listen to this story.
Parents are seeking alternatives like underground classrooms.
Well, this is really a hot thing that's been happening across the country. And again, it's underground, so a lot of people haven't heard about this yet. But as parents and teachers are wondering what their kids' school year is going to look like, trying to keep everybody safe, some parents are going to this classroom pod idea, and they're hiring educators, and they're banding together to do it all in one kind of grouping, meaning a pod, so that their kids can be taught privately and in small groups. So while some parents say, look, this private education and the pod idea is a good one, not everyone can afford it. It costs money. That's why the parents are banding together to make that happen in their neighborhoods. And that leaves the other folks who can't afford it wondering what's going to happen to their kids if they've got this hybrid situation.
Again, that's Fox News, Laura Engel. Okay, so unsure about school reopenings, parents are what's called to underground schools. What it is parents set up small classrooms outside of the school. They can do it outside in the hot weather, which does help a little bit against the COVID. We all know that.
Under the oak tree.
Exactly. After they tie the yellow ribbon around it. So anyway, schools make plans for virtual education to start coming back this year. Parents are trying to make sure the kids get in-person instruction. So what they're doing, it's almost like a group health insurance policy. I'm going to combine my money with Roger. Roger, who's a millionaire, is going to combine his money with Colby. Colby's going to combine her money with Ron. And we're all going to have our own little form of insurance to keep our costs down.
Right.
Because we're self-insuring ourselves, which in some cases, that means I have to pay a big deductible and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, parents are finding loopholes, according to the story, to hire teachers Because now, if you go to online schooling, there may not be that many teachers.
Right.
So teachers may be looking for work. And so guess what? It may cost a little bit of money. So they come to a class, or they come to an area, let's say outside of the park for a couple hours. Mm-hmm. They separate the kids. They do all the social distancing. There was a cute little picture with all the kids wearing their mask, drawing. And they were doing some things of online schooling. Parents were there, because not all parents work, by the way, folks.
Right.
There's still good luck. And I'm not putting you down if you have to. I understand why you have to, folks. Believe me, I feel you. But a lot of them were, they can sit back and say, hey, listen, I can stay at home at least during the time, or I may have maybe a friend come over and watch the kids. So it's called school pods, P-O-D-S, underground schooling, and they're paying teachers that are, I guess, pretty much have been, they have the education degree mm-hmm. or been certification to come over and teach the kids. It's brilliant.
It's not actually that uncommon, to be frank with
right.
you. In the Hollywood community, where you have young people who are maybe employed as actors and actresses, and there is a group of them, very often the production company will hire a teacher to do classes on the set, you know, between
That's
their
right.
scenes, and it's a similar thing. And you've got a group of young people who are students at the same time where they're working.
And by the way, again, here's a clip we played before. Here is Corey DeAngelis. This is a great clip. He is the director of school choice for the Reason Foundation. He says, listen, call it universal basic education income. The Democrats will like that term. He says, why don't we address the same thing like we do through EBT, through government checks, for those that are in need, why don't we do the same thing when it comes to school choice of education?
Families have been getting the short end of the stick when it comes to K-12 education for far too long. And the way to fix that is to fund families directly, just like we do with a whole host of other taxpayer-funded initiatives, whether that comes to Pell Grants at the higher education level, GI Bill at the higher education level, pre-K programs. Also, that deals with education and food stamps. The money goes directly to families, and families can pick different providers of the service. And so we should do the exact same thing when it comes to K-12 education. And if you like, we can even call it something like UBEI, Universal Basic Education Income. Have the funding go to the families, and we should fund students instead of school systems.
Roger, that's a brilliant idea. I mean, we're already doing that through government parts of our economy by sending direct checks.
Exactly. And, you know, and it gives a lot of incentive for parents to really get involved. And one of the biggest complaints teachers make is they want more parental involvement. You can't get more parental involvement if you have the parent making choices.
As you know, since the pandemic has happened, and now with protests taking place, gun sales are going through the roof. First Coast News reports that gun stores in the state of Florida are seeing ammo shortages.
Gun stores across the First Coast and all across the nation are experiencing an ammunition shortage right now.
While business is booming, the supply is dwindling. Shotguns, AK-47s, and AR-15s, along with handguns, he says, are in high demand right now and becoming harder to find.
Now, Farhat tells me it could be until next year before supply returns to normal levels. Now, he also says that in high demand right now is also concealed carry classes. In fact, at his store, they're seeing about 150 to 200 people sign up for these classes each week. Many of them, he says, are first-time gun owners.
In fact, ammunition, it could be late this year, even into 2021, according to Z Farhall at the Green Acre Sporting Goods store.
We've already been told from most of the manufacturers that it's looking like, you know, maybe late third quarter, you know, maybe like fall, and it could be pushed into winter or 2021 till we get a lot of the product.
Now, I take my semi-automatic rifle because I love the target practice a lot, but the handgun a lot. And by the way, a lot of the target areas are open because people are hoarding their bullets.
Mm.
So it's a lot of that out there. You heard the clip. Here's the question. Why are the majority of guns right now, from what we heard from the clip, according to one of these stores, why is it that shotguns, the AK, that's right, the AK, and the AR-15, or in Joe Biden words, the AR-14, why are those the top three gun sales? Can anybody answer that? And why shotguns? All right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600. 831-0600. So without getting too, so I love all my gun listeners. Sometimes some of you guys sound like engineers when explaining things to the audience. You know,
well, I've got professionals,
and I love that. but I have a little difference here. I'm not giving the answer, but I like to ask you, why are AKs going through the roof? People buying those. The AR. I mean, if we're talking about police, if we're talking about protection, why are shotguns sales going through the roof? And I will give you a hint. I do not believe it has anything to do with defense. Something else. What is it? But some of you, please inform me. Why are not handgun sales going? I mean, they happen. But why are shotguns, AKs, AK-47, and AR-15s, why are they in such high demand right now? Love to hear your view. And why are shotguns in high demand? 831-0600. Always enjoy hearing your views. The Morning Show, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
It's still early and the roads are still looking good, but there is construction work happening on West Beaver Street headed east, right between Stockton and 95. Be aware, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Scattered thunderstorms today with a high of 87. This evening, cloudy early, followed by a chance of rain and a low of 75. Right now, 75 degrees.
Are you afraid of the IRS because you have unfiled or unpaid taxes? Most don't realize that having unfiled federal taxes is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail for each unfiled return. With the IRS, it's never a question of if they'll come, but when. We are J. David Tax Law, a local firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to IRS protection is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. Call today for a no-cost consultation at 904-606-0009. That's 904-606-0009. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as 1 day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7888. That's 904-213-7888. Or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new survey says more parents who send their kids to public schools are choosing online school. Florida stores are seeing ammo shortages and expect the shortages to last into 2021. And more than 100 police agencies are backing out of providing protection for the Democratic National Convention.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Lake County Sheriff Darryl Daniels says he did nothing wrong, but an investigation continues into his action more than a year ago. He's accused of illegally ordering his former mistress arrested and charged with stalking. That was in 2019. Now the investigation is changing hands, and Daniels says it feels political, extending into an election year. Daniels is running for re-election. He's on the ballot in the primary election.
That's news for Jack's Kent Justice. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. 0600, big race going on in the, what's up with that writing?
You know, apparently the computer's slow, so if I type something, it left off the first letter.
You know, it's amazing. It's always, you sound like one of those people that's misdiagnosing the COVID people. It's a computer error. Well, so I'm just joking, well, right? I'm choking with you. Anyway, I'll get that in a moment. Anyways, there's a big race going on in neighboring mess with you, Raj. You know that. Me and Raj actually have a great time on the air and more exciting off the air. Daryl Daniels has got a big race over in Clay County. He's been accused of misusing his office with a mistress and all the other stuff out there. And it's just amazing because a lot of it really hasn't come out. And of course, now he's gone through an FDLE investigation. The sheriff says that he thinks it's nothing but all politics.
I tell you, it's baffling to me how something as simple as a simple investigation with a few people to be interviewed has taken over a year.
Well, not me.
To me, it kind of speaks to, I hate to say it, it speaks to the competency of the investigating agency. Maybe it'll take to after the election. It feels political to me. It feels political to a lot of people, and it's actually upsetting to the citizens.
You know, like, here's the question. He has some credible opponents. Okay, I mean, they are. They're credible opponents against him. Why haven't they really done a whole lot against this? I mean, folks, the main thing that we've covered for years, people want to see a difference between the individual he or she you're running against. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me how great you are. Just tell me what's the difference between you and your opponent. Some, well, we don't like nasty politics. I like blood in the water. I want to know what's the difference between Matt Schellenberg and Lori Hirschy. I want to know what's the difference between Eric Aguilar and John Rutherford. I want the ones to know between the 10-plus candidates running for the Republican aisle for Ted Yoho's seat. I want to know what the difference is. And for the Clay County Sheriff's Department. So my question is Michelle Cook, man, I met her. I like Michelle Cook. We like Daryl Daniels. The other ones, we know of, but, you know, hey, Taylor and these guys. What makes them ready to do a better job than what is already there? People want to know that, okay? And with all due respect, I don't think we've seen a whole lot of it. So what should be the difference? Why should Daryl Daniels be kicked out of office? And should he be replaced? 831-0600. Christina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I have two opinions.
All right. Okay? Let's do it.
Facts. I'm a product of pod school in the sense that when the revolution came to Cuba and I was a very small child, they took me out of school. Everything that was being taught was purely propaganda, communist propaganda. And we did a pod school in which there were six of us. We were even taught piano at the time.
Right.
So it was six of us. And I, when I came to this country, I think I had more of a command of world history than anybody else in class because of this. The other thing is I believe that my gun of choice is a .45. I shoot it
really? God,
it's, oh, yes. I had somebody work on it in the trigger pull, so the trigger pull is like 2 pounds. So it's like boom, boom, boom. It goes off really fast. It hits the target right where it's supposed to.
Now, Christina, anyway, hold on. Uh-huh. I gotta ask you this. This is a little fun question.
Ed's face lit up when you said 45.
Yeah. So anyway.
that is my gun.
No, Roger.
1911, by the way. 1911.
Oh, man. Roger, those guns are in demand.
You look like
but,
you're in
but
love,
Christina, Ed. No, because I'm Roger, wait till you hear the question.
All right.
Christina, I go shooting with a lot of people, and I'm talking about they bring a backpack, and literally they have private holsters in their back. I mean, this thing's worth hundreds of dollars. But a lot of these guys, if I can use a street term, their guns are macked out. There were some that will be gold plated and all of that. Did you do that for your gun? I got to ask that.
No.
Okay.
No. My gun is standard. I don't like doing anything. I think that's just showing off.
Yeah.
I saw the other day a 6 hour in purple, and I went, oh, how could they do this to this gun? You know, it was 6 hour. I mean, one of the best guns out there
I've
in
got
the world.
It.
And it was purple.
Oh, well, the women like that because it's a little, yeah,
well,
I mean, yeah.
I think it's showy. I think it's nasty.
Oh.
But a 1911.
Man.
And I also like the Combat Elite. It's incredible. But
Christina, Roger says he'll give you $300 cash right now for that gun. That would be a steal, by the way, Roger.
I did not.
I'm just kidding. I got to run, Christina. No, the reason why I say this, because, I mean, when I shoot with some of the people, you know, it is literally, they're macked. I mean, they are gold-plated. These are fancy, folks. And I'm like, really? I mean, where are the rims? You know, I'm just... It's amazing. They drive in. They'll drive in some pickup truck, but the gun's worth more than the truck. Go figure. Anyway, Christina, good to hear your story.
I was actually intrigued by being a young girl living through the Cuban Revolution and how that affected a young person. That's something we usually don't think about. We usually think about
adults. Just wait when Bernie Sanders becomes the Secretary of State for Joe Biden. We'll kind of know some of that. Anyway, I say that in jest. 55 minutes after 6 a.m. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Light traffic on 295 headed north and getting off at Phillips. Add an extra 2 minutes and we can't see everything. So if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Scattered thunderstorms today with a high of 87. This evening, cloudy early, followed by a chance of rain and a low of 75. Right now, 75 degrees.
Dr. Eric Aguilar, retired U.S. Navy chief, is ready to serve as your next representative in Congress for Florida's 4th District, serving Nassau, St. John's, and parts of Duval County.
After serving the people of our country, it's time for me to continue my service for the people in our communities. I'm stepping up to the front line to work for families all across the First Coast, from Bernardino Beach and Hilliard to Jacksonville, down to St. Augustine, and everywhere in between. Are you ready to get to work with me?
Cast your vote by August 18th.
I'm Dr. Eric Aguilar, and I approve this message.
Eric for Congress.
Paid for by Eric Aguilar, congressional race candidate.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swcolorchips.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. And when you're ready to paint, shop online. Then stop by your local Sherwin-Williams store for curbside pickup and get everything you need without leaving your car.
We saved big money with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the cash to take a family vacation.
To Hawaii.
Who's up for a luau?
Yay!
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough to go to Hawaii. They'll probably use it for things like the mortgage and groceries, or even a travel magazine, so at least they can see pictures of Hawaii.
Aloha!
Yes, say hello to those beautiful Hawaiian beaches in that magazine. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hiring can be difficult, but if you're a company that's currently trying to hire, you face new difficulties. Housing Wire could relate. They needed to hire a reporter to cover the U.S. housing markets, so they turned to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And that's how HousingWire found Alexandra Roja. Alexandra never imagined she could get a reporter job in the midst of COVID-19 until she created a profile on ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter matched Alexandra to HousingWire's reporter job because she was a great fit for the role. HousingWire received her application only 4 hours after they posted the job. And a few weeks later, Alexandra started her dream career. ZipRecruiter helped HousingWire find the right person for their role fast.
See how ZipRecruiter can help you hire. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
WBOB. Not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds.
When you were in Vado, when you said you were going to take our guns,
I did not say that. That's not true. I did not say that.
It's a viral video.
It's a viral video like the other ones you're putting out that are simply a lie.
Your voice, you said that you're taking the guns.
Well, he just clarified it.
Wait. Take your AR. AR-14s away.
Okay. Yeah, we're not taking away your AR-14s away, but we're going to start taking away your AR-14s if you start buying more. It's AR-15. That's so anyway. Oh, man. You like this one too, Raj?
It's terrible.
No, not that one. Where's that one? Here we go.
Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I got to say it was a good day.
AKs are going off through the roof. Can someone answer me why shotguns, AKs, and AR-15s are the top-selling guns right now for protection? Or is it all for protection? I don't think it is all for protection. If not, then what is it for? There's a hint. 831-0.